I'm Tommy Gimler. Millions of sports fans across Donald Trump's America will be waking up from their six-month hibernation this week as football is back, baby. And in today's NFL, you just never know what you're going to get. I mean, one day you find yourself getting drafted by the Detroit Lions, and the next day they're paying you $27 million a year despite the fact that you have a 5-46 record against teams that finished the season with a winning record. So since I no longer have a grasp on today's NFL, I have called upon the great Barry Murphy, Justin Gilbert, and Dutch McTavish to get me through this. Two Bears fans, two Packers fans, getting along for one common goal. The Daily Upper Deckers 2017 NFL preview starts now.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, Ezekiel Elliott maybe or maybe not hitting his girlfriend. There's nothing funny about that. What is funny is Matthew Stafford becoming the NFL's new highest paid player at $27 million per season. I equated that on our rundown sheet here to Hollywood making Steve-O the highest paid actor in the world, which, you know, wouldn't be a good thing.
It would not.
Justin Gilbert, what's your take on Matthew Stafford?
I just think that this is our NFL nowadays. It's the quarterbacks are going to get huge money each year, and each year it's going to keep going. The next average to above average to great is going to be the next highest paid quarterback on a consistent level. So it makes sense. He's going to get paid next year, or when Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan's contracts are up, they're going to make more than that. When Russell Wilson's is next, he'll make more than that. So each year their contracts are going to go up and up and up.
I love how there are so many articles already, like less than 24 hours later, like what Matthew Stafford's deal means for Kirk Cousins. How disgusting is that?
For you guys, like being spoiled with great quarterbacks, you know, for the last 30 years, like I think it's a crazy thing when you ask people, like, how hard is it to get a franchise quarterback? Like, what do you guys think of that? Like, the part of me that would defend
Matthew
Stafford
fans,
is saying,
it would be the hardest thing in the fucking world.
But are the Browns or anybody? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. How many guys have there been? Off the top of my head, I'll say maybe 12 recently. That you're like, yeah, you can't let this guy go. But in the NFL, they never let the guy go. It doesn't matter who he is.
Right.
Like Andy Dalton, like, I don't even think he's shit. Like, there's another guy. There's got to be another guy that they gave a long-term deal to. And you're like, what are they doing?
Yeah, Brock Osweiler.
Well, yeah, but he was a free agent. But who's a guy who, like, a team where you're like, oh, they're going to let this guy go?
Well, Phillip Rivers, maybe?
Or like.
Or Eli Manning?
Yeah. Yeah, but Eli, the two Super Bowl things.
Ryan
counts.
Tannehill?
Tannehill, yeah, you can't let him go. We've worked with him now for 4 or 5 years. We've been grooming him.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean,
so how many million dollars do you think it's off? How much do you think Matthew Stafford should make?
It's relative to what are they making and everything. I know that's a hard thing to answer, but
he's probably a top 10 quarterback in the league, though.
Yeah.
Well, there was another thing, too, where, like, if they would have franchise tagged him or something like that, he would have made $30 million with the franchise tag.
Because of Kirk Cousins.
Is that what it is?
Everybody's got to pat Kirk Cousins on the back because his second year franchise tag is worth like 29.
Yeah, it's pretty
dope. How much it costs to get.
I wonder if it has anything to do with like when the Chargers let Breeze go and everyone's like, oh shit, we don't want that to happen again. I don't know. Or maybe they're just like, they don't want to tell their fans, hey, guess what? We're starting over again.
Yeah, especially if you are the Lions. Where I think if you talk to a lot of Lions fans, like I think the majority of them are like, he's worth it. Because if you look at the list of quarterbacks that they had before him, I saw one tweet where the fan was like, I once saw Dan Orlovsky, or is that his name?
Yeah.
I thought it was Orlovsky. Dirk Oslo. But
he said something like, I saw Dan Orlovsky run out of the back of an end zone to end the game on a safety or something like that. He's like, I'll take Matthew Stafford at $27 million a year.
The Biggest Loser guy, what was his name?
William Perry?
No, that was the quarterback.
Jared Lorenzen?
No. The Lions.
He's actually back on TV.
The Lions old school.
Oh, the lefty.
Rodney Pete?
No.
Scott Mitchell. No, he was also a Bears quarterback, wasn't he?
I know.
He should have been.
Should have been.
So you think it's all just relative? That, you know, people are making a big deal out of it, and it doesn't matter because next year someone else is going to be the highest paid quarterback, and after that there's going to be another highest paid quarterback, so everyone's just making a big stink.
Yeah, it's just going to keep happening each year that a big name quarterback is contracts up.
But the only difference with baseball is, like, the salary cap. So you're sitting there as a fan in baseball, you're like, who gives a shit if they give – remember you back when Prince Fielder was going to be a free agent. You're like, if I'm the Brewers, I'm just like, screw it. 8 years of $20 million a year. Let's get it. Like for us, Jason Hayward. You know what I mean? There's no salary cap. But in football, you're like, all right, now we're taking all this, and look what it did to the Seahawks with their offensive line.
Yeah.
They had to sign Russell Wilson. You have no choice. He wanted you a Super Bowl, whatever. So if you're like sitting there going, oh, my God, we're giving how much of our salary cap to Matthew Stafford? I don't know. That's the only thing about football that's a little different is you have to sit there as a fan and go, even if I don't go to games, so I'm not paying for it, look how bad but the rest of the team's going
to be. But at least with football, they're giving to the quarterback who's the most important person. Yeah. Like in basketball, they're giving scrubs $20, $30 million
right.
a year.
Dellavedova. Anyway.
And Timothy Mozgov.
Here's what you can also chalk this up to. One playoff win in 72
is that
years
really
or something.
One? I think that, won one game.
No,
no,
zero,
he hasn't won
wins.
Any playoff.
Really?
One, he's
the
0-3.
Team or the organization has one playoff win in.
I think that's a factor.
50 years.
Right.
I mean, Matt Millen was there for double digit years, wasn't he? It's, so of course they're going to pay.
They drafted double digit wide receivers in the first round too. Yeah.
Of course they're going to pay a guy or overpay a guy just because it's Detroit.
All right, another unfunny segment, so let's move into something that is funny. Final topic here in the hot mess, Tony Romo going to be the number one color commentator for CBS. Hello, friends, along with Jim Nantz. Your expectations, Dutch McTavish, on Tony Romo.
Tony Romo is a fantastic man. Really, really fantastic.
Born in Wisconsin?
No, I he's charismatic, he's funny, I think he's going to do great.
I think that Jim Nantz is going to love him just simply because I don't see Tony Romo as a guy who farts three or four times in a small booth.
No.
Per game, like Phil Sims.
He
Phil, I don't think he will.
Yeah, Phil.
I think he's got a little more class.
I want to turn this to, I don't know why everybody hates my boy Dan Fouts. I think he is the greatest color commentator of all time.
I think that's your love of brown whiskey, and I think Dan definitely loves brown whiskey and maybe some skee ball in northern Wisconsin.
Give me a taste of what you would like from Dan Fouts, like something he would say that you'd be like, that's Dan Fouts.
Oh, I've got nothing right now.
He does rush to calls and then calls it back a lot.
Oh, which is perfect.
Oh, I mean, what a great call and a great eye. He didn't catch it, but that was a good play call, and he somehow justifies it like your grandpa. he's never going to win. He won't let it go. Who does he do games with again? Iron Eagle, right? Is that the...
So if Tony Romo can emulate Dan Fouts at all just be totally wrong but make you think that he's right, I'll be all about it.
I don't think he's going to say a lot. I think Jim's going to have to carry him. They're going to go on weird tangents talking about golf.
Like, yeah, they will. I think they will talk a lot about golf and like chicks he dated.
Yeah.
Well, he's also kind of a polarizing player back in the day and person. Like, a lot of people hate him just because he's the Cowboys quarterback. And it's like when Jay Cutler was going to be in the broadcast booth, like, it was interesting. It was intriguing. People want to see him screw up or they want to see him do well. So he's going to get both
side
people.
Of
yeah.
Like, I feel like I already know Tony Romo.
Yeah.
We don't know Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler would have been the guy farting four times in the.
No.
In the, yes, he would have.
I think he actually would have been really good at it.
Jay Cutler?
Yeah, I do. I don't know, man. It's not like he doesn't understand it.
It would have been the rebirth of smoking Jay Cutler. Like, how many times in the
The good part about Cutler compared to Romo is there's no pop culture or anything. With Romo, you know, the hot wife and the whole country singer. He's got a whole, like, stigma.
Dry shaving me? Who is Jay Cutler married to?
Yeah, but she's not even in the spotlight.
Who is it? What, Kristen
Cavallari?
Tommy doesn't even know who she is. And he's all
no,
over
I do. She
used
right for Deadspin. It was, like, 365 days or 500 days of Kristen or some shit.
I don't know.
Compelling.
I don't know. I never jerked off to her.
What about the theory of that Jerry Jones set the whole thing up where Phil Sims did not get fired? He's like, he has some sort of like other kind of role where Jerry Jones knows that if Prescott gets hurt, he can get Romo out of the booth and Phil slides right back
in number one. So what? Phil's number two now?
I don't even know if he's that.
I think he is, right?
Is he? I don't know.
I think he just slid down like another team.
Do you think he's going to pull that out and broadcast all the time about like his old days, calling the best games?
You're better. He keeps calling whoever he's broadcasting with, Jim. Yeah. Well, Jim.
Jim.
I you do doing believe the Masters so much this year? Snowball.
does that knock my boy Fouts down? God damn it.
I don't think so.
I cannot
he's
catch
on
a break.
TNT now. He's their lead guy if they get a game.
Hey, let's do some predictions before we jump into our annual over-unders predictions here. More likely to happen first. Justin Gilbert, you're on the clock first. The Redskins change their nickname or Cincinnati's Vontaze Burfict murders a player on the field?
Well, I just watched The Last Boy Scout like 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to go with Burfict busting out a rifle and shooting people on a run.
Well, he won't be doing it in the first 3 weeks of the season.
No, but week four. He's prime for week four.
Perfect the first 2 weeks. He's off.
Yeah,
great time to hatch a crime.
It's so crazy that it was a 5-game suspension. And this is coming off of a year where he was suspended for the first couple of games for the shit he did to Antonio Brown and like Big Ben and a couple of other players. Who's on this board of appeals that gets what's his story? How do you take that from 5 games to 3 games? What did he say to them? Or did he like just start beating the shit out of him?
I'm going to take a wild guess and he's had his lawyer speak for him. I wasn't there.
Johnny Cochran came in. And
I think his lawyer was like, I got it, Vontaze. Have a seat.
You know who was on the board that threw the suspension down from 5 games to 3? James Thrash. Old Eagles wide receiver,
oh, yeah.
James Thrash.
Is that the board?
Yeah.
Is that the guy married to the girl from Playboy?
No, you're thinking of Hank Crockett.
Hank Baskin.
The guy who dropped the ball in the Super Bowl.
Freddie Mitchell?
Fred X.
She is a goofy bastard.
All right, so Redskins change their nickname first. He says, no, Vontaze.
No, Vontaze already got away with murder, so I think he can do it again. Somehow he got off of killing someone in Arizona when he was in college there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Go on. This is the shit that people need to hear on the dud.
No, it's just you can look this up. I think he got...
I will look it up.
He was there when there was a gang shooting. But, I mean, he's an L.A. kid. He knows gangs. I'm going to have to go with... Well, Dan Snyder's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he's pretty awful.
But I think they're starting to lean on him too hard, right?
Do you think he has a list in his house in his basement of all like the possible names? He like throws darts at it, and he's like, I don't know. We can't call him the Negroes. That's not cool. You know, he's just...
Is it okay if I call him Savage if I'm part Savage?
Right.
Here's the deal. We'll call him Savages, and we'll hire Tom Savage to be our starting quarterback.
What did they call him in the DiCaprio movie?
The Revenant?
The Filth or something? They called him something
the
horrible.
Filth, really?
They called him something ridiculous.
It was so bad.
The heathens or whatever.
That's a tough one, Tom. So Burfict is a killer. Snyder's a dick. Do they play each other this year?
It would be nice for them.
Because what if it happened on the same day?
Dan Snyder comes down when they're up like 28-3 and stands on the sideline, and Burfict just goes after him.
And he's like, I'm changing the name. And the crowd goes nuts, and all of a sudden Burfict just like, boom. Yeah. Kills Dan Snyder.
Oh, that'd be amazing. No one would care.
No one would care.
No one would care.
Murph, how about for you, the Titus Young Award? The first player to get arrested during the season will play for who?
Well, I mean, the Bengals. What are the Bengals going off at? -400?
Between Adam Jones.
He's done a few things that lead up to this. I mean, you got to go Bengals here.
And that was just after the season ended last year. That was early January where he was knocking on people's doors.
Yeah,
he's due. He's due again.
He's due.
Isn't he suspended right now?
No, he didn't get suspended at all.
He's not suspended because he tried to get suspended.
Yeah, there's video proof. From the inside of the cop car when he's just like swearing at him and like hitting the back of the thing and just going nuts on these guys.
Yeah, it'll be him or Dalton beating his wife. No question about it.
The Bengals.
Son of a bitch.
And Dutch McTavish, first player to get arrested during the season, will play for.
Only because they are about the biggest bunch of scumbags in the world. The Minnesota Vikings.
Mike Zimmer has lost absolute control. He can't even keep his one good eye on him anymore.
Or bring back that party boat.
Fed Smoot.
Hey man, I've been up to Lake Alexandria. It is NICE nice up there. And I'll tell you what. May have been with my girlfriend and her parents, but if I was on a boat with
the Vikings, Fred Smoot and
Cole
Scott Studwell
and 40, 48 dancers from St. Paul. Not Minneapolis where they're dirty, but St. Paul where it's nice and clean.
Jalen Rose does say Minnesota's an underrated stripper market.
Oh, huge.
He said it's right up there with Atlanta.
Beautiful women come from Minnesota. I mean, it's just how it is. But, their football team is a bunch of unruly thugs and need to be controlled. And so arrest number one. I think the cops might have something to do with that, but you might be closer with the cops in Cincinnati.
Yeah, but you're getting better odds with the Vikings. I'm laying 800 to win on the Bengals.
Okay, then I like my pick of the Vikings.
I'm going to throw one out there just strictly based on where they play their home games.
Jacksonville?
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Ooh,
that's not a nice neighborhood around there.
Carson?
It's not bad where they are.
You make a right turn, you're in Compton.
Yeah, but it's the Chargers. Unless they play the Raiders, then that could happen. Do they play the Raiders? Do the Raiders go
the
to
Raiders,
Carson?
The Raiders just
Twice.
Played the... No, the Chargers
oh,
played
you're
the
right
Rams.
In the same fucking division.
The Chargers just played the Rams, and they called it, like, Fight for L.A., and there was, like, a fight in the stands.
Oh,
there was a fight, like...
Stabbing.
Great marketing, guys.
Was there a stabbing? Really?
Stabbing in the parking lot.
Well, there were the two fat chicks, like, pulling each other's hair and stuff, and it was just, like, it was such a terrible hashtag. It was, like, everything you posted was supposed to be Fight for L.A., and all the fans were actually fighting each other. It was great. So I say the Chargers based strictly on...
It's a good pick.
On where they're staying. Gilbert, anything?
Wait,
in your note over here...
Well, I have, like, guys from the Bengals. You know, they added Joe Mixon as well.
Ooh,
but there is a...
It might be a steal at minus 400.
There's a gentleman that's going to have 6 weeks off down in Dallas that might get in a little trouble. So I'll go with Dallas.
All right, so Chargers, Cowboys, Vikings, or Bengals. That should be an extra, like, 10 points or something like that added to our picks. Are you guys okay with that?
Well,
five if we're in the same division.
I have a huge advantage with the Bengals, though.
I disagree.
Really?
I feel like you guys
should all get another free team.
No, you take the Bengals. You get the Vikings. Cowboys are good because Jarrah never really brings in like the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world.
Yeah, but in 2 years when the Raiders go to start playing in Las Vegas,
when they retire Johnny Jolly's jersey up in Green Bay, there could be something going on there. You know, purple free purple drink.
All the Robitussin will be sold out in the local like Appleton CVS. Moving on here, predictions. The Austin Colley Award, the first relevant player to suffer a serious concussion, will be.
I will go with yet another short white receiver. How about Cole Beasley?
Oh, I like it. He's actually one of Dak Prescott's favorite targets, I think.
Yeah, not a very accurate passer. He'll throw a high one over the middle, and all of a sudden his head comes off.
I like it.
I got an easy one. I'm going to go Danny Woodhead.
I mean, oh.
If he's not already in concussion protocol.
Yeah, I like him.
So if the NFL...
When he's like 45, he's playing with his dick in a park somewhere.
If
like,
the
he's
NFL
not
going to
have any idea what's going on.
Did a nickname jersey like they did in baseball last weekend? Could Danny Woodhead's just be concussed? Or
Where am I? Would be on the back of his jersey.
You know, sadly, in ESPN. Now, this is what I pay top dollar for as an ESPN insider. I just got the college football preview.
Yeah.
With the USC quarterback on there, and their predictions for the playoffs, for college football playoffs. Ohio State, Clemson,
Alabama, USC.
Washington.
Oh.
Because that happens all the time, where the same four teams the next season. Like, that's what you're paying for? Like, that
I'm
the
not
same four
for it.
Teams?
You're
are, yeah, right. That, but I'm saying, like, what, go out on a limb.
Were you give gifted
me,
this
give
by.
Give me an Oklahoma. Yeah. USC. No, I write it off.
Were you gifted this burden. By Uncle Floyd? Hey, Tom!
I don't think Uncle Floyd can spell ESPN.
It's either ESPN or Playboy. I'm not really sure which one I signed up for.
But ESPN, in your fantasy football rankings, has Aaron Rodgers as, like, the 45th overall player to tank. And Danny Woodhead, 46.
Oh. Can we just kind of blanket this, like, go out on a limb here and say white tight end is going to get concussed first? Because it's hard to – it should be worth more than 10 points. Is that how much this one's worth?
No, this one isn't worth anything. This is just throw a name out there.
Yeah. The street cred.
Right. The only one that matters is the player getting arrested. I think that's a bonus 10 points. That's a fun one because you're picking a team. Like that's at least you're picking like a pool. I would say getting concussed. I'm actually going to stay. kind of the same thing. I'm going to say like Chris Hogan. It's always like the short white receivers that always just take a pounding over the middle.
Yeah, Brady's pretty accurate with the ball, though, and isn't going to lead the guy into trouble. I think Dak Prescott.
I don't think Wes Welker would agree with you on that. If he knows who he is right now.
All right, so I've got Chris Hogan. You
Cole
say
Beasley.
Cole Beasley. You feel
free I'm going
to
keep the theme going. I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp. Jared Goff throwing little slants over the middle.
Some Rams insiders. Do you have a Rams insider account like Tommy?
Very proud Rams Day yesterday, though.
So Eric he ran into Sean McVay at Harbor Room last Sunday night. He got some dirt.
Rams insider account. You get to watch the final episode of Game of Thrones, but you get to watch Jared Goff watching the final episode of Game of Thrones and just his reactions. That'd be fun. Part of the Rams insider account.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Jared Goff watching Game of Thrones.
Sure.
The 360 camera in his room. Kind of weird.
But he just keeps flipping on in the MTV Movie Awards.
The VMAs.
What the fuck are you doing?
Higher ratings. Higher ratings in the Game of Thrones finale. The VMAs.
Seriously?
I saw 39 million people pirated the Game of Thrones finale, though.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's a God. Lot.
More than 10% of our population in the U.S.
I want to see boobs, too.
One more of these awards before we get to the reason why we're here, and that is, of course, to take each other's money. The last one, the Josh Gordon Award, the first player to get busted for substance or PED abuse will be.
This is a crossover kind of with the suspended one, right? Kind of, right?
I think we should be able to pick two, for each.
So this is weed-based only?
No, it's like anything. You could get busted for coke, could get busted for whatever. Anything, yeah.
Crack could be. You should get extra points for crack.
You should get extra points for crack, but I think substance.
Or like if they're dealing it, like if all of a sudden the guy is Sam Hurd and he's like the team dealer.
That'd be Andy Dalton.
Bear legend.
It's like Breaking Bad with Andy Dalton.
No, man, it's his wife.
Could be Jim Irsay.
Or Zach Randolph in the NBA. It just came out. He has a whole fucking drug thing. It's like, guy makes $20 million a year. What's he doing?
Making 20
life,
more.
Man. Street life. Can't escape it.
First player to get busted for PED abuse or substance abuse.
Mm.
Well, I'd say
are the Seahawks still taking Adderall?
Actually, can I change my answer for all of these? what was the first one? The Cole Beasley or
the Titus Young Award? The first player to get arrested this season.
Mitch Trubisky.
Come on. That's just a dick.
What's the second one?
That's schoolyard bully bullshit.
Well, Mitch Trubisky is going to get concussed.
We're talking about the first relevant player.
Mitch is doing a puzzle right now in his fucking condo. He doesn't give a fuck. He's not getting in trouble.
PEDs? No, substances, Mitch Trubisky.
You son of a bitch.
Here's one. I'll say Von Miller.
PEDs?
Yeah, didn't he have trouble with this before? Didn't he get suspended, like a short suspension before? Was it for weed or was it for PEDs?
I don't remember.
I thought he got something, like a mini suspension. So I'll go with Von Miller.
I'm going to do a callback to, I think, the last time that we did this. Was it an all-arrest show?
Yeah. The current athletes getting arrested fantasy league.
So this guy has been screwing me since the beginning of 2016. I'm going to go Marquette King.
I knew it was coming. The Raiders punter.
He's the punter for the Raiders.
Why are you mad at him?
He kicked like a 75-yarder before the other night in preseason. I'm going to say that there's no way he does that.
Naturally.
Without smoking crack.
That is.
That would be incredible.
That's not a meat potatoes kind of punt. Perfect timing. Perfect timing on the sirens. We'd like to thank the city of LA's finest there for
I think it was ballsy of you for having the podcast in Compton tonight. No, I really do. I think it really was. Like, there's someone just got shot across the street.
Oh, you know what that is? There's an old folks home. Someone just died again.
Oh, yeah.
It usually happens once
a day. Property value is going down by the second over here. I'm going to go with Martellus Bennett, Green Bay Packers, son of a bitch. Everywhere he goes, he's a cancer. Don't try to fight it.
That there's some kind of substance abuse? Dutch, I'll take one.
After a couple games there, the white folk up in Wisconsin are going to turn on him. He's going to know he needs to step it up a notch. He's gonna call disgraced tight end who likes the jacuzzis with the teenagers.
Oh, Mark Chimura.
Marco
Rivera.
Get some stuff from him.
Jim McMahon.
You mean legal assistant Mark Chimura?
Where's Charles Grant? Is he in jail? That guy.
Titus Young is 4 years.
The guy who slammed Jim McMahon 20 seconds.
Well, Charles
after
Martin?
The play was over.
He's probably a legal assistant
jail?
Too.
He ruined the Bears dynasty. Unbelievable.
No, he actually made the Packer Hall of Fame this year, and we're retiring his number.
Yeah. You should.
They probably put him in the Brewers Walk of Fame. That's crazy.
It would honestly be like Matt Garza chopping one of Anthony Rizzo's legs off. That's how bad what he did to Jim McMahon was. I don't know why I want to call him Vince McMahon.
He
ruined the Bears were the best team ever, and he slammed him 20 seconds after the play was over. And you're proud of this guy. You have a fat head of him.
Best team ever. Come on now.
Son of a bitch.
You have somebody for substance or PED abuse before we get into the real thing?
I'll go with Steve Lattimore from ESU. I would say if it's like PED, I would say James Harrison, but if you want to do any substance.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
Martavius Bryant's always a good one.
Right.
So
that's an addiction, man.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with James Harrison.
That's an addiction, brah.
James Harrison's workouts are insane.
Right up there with Steve Allenberg's.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of back. A lot of lats.
They wear the same gloves.
Yeah. One with the guitar, the other with the weights. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I love Steve.
Are you guys ready for this? The reason why we're here?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Dutch, you have anything you want to add before we jump into this?
Mitch Trubisky, career criminal.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our favorite part of our NFL previews. It's where we sit down and we put $50 on the line. Not Bitcoin this year. This is real. 50 real dollars. We put it on the line where we've been given a list of you guys should have them on your phones. A list of the thugs in Vegas. They've given every team a win total over under. So for some of them, it's 8.5. There are different rounds. In the first round, that pick is worth 30 points. Second round, that pick is worth 20 points. And in your final two rounds, the picks are worth 10 points each. Are there any questions before we jump in?
How are we going to determine the draft order?
We can do that right now.
Penis length.
Right now?
I go first.
I mean, can it? Yeah,
I like my chances.
Can I get 20 seconds more?
Kind of concave right now myself.
Right, we're going to stop right now. We're going to stop right now and draw the order.
It's Justin Gilbert versus Simple Jack.
You bought a jar of peanut butter. You're in trouble, Justin.
In a Texas cage match. What is that?
And there it is. Gentlemen, thanks for pulling your shorts back up. This is congratulations to Barry Murphy. The effort paid off. You get the number one pick. Justin, it was your idea to do this. Number two, congratulations.
I'll take it.
If we would have went flaccid, I would have lost. But in 20 seconds, the things I imagined for my 21st birthday, I got you guys.
Thank God there's a picture of my wife in a bikini on the wall, too, that helped. And you have the right angle on it.
I think you guys were using a metric ruler.
Well, I went
cheating
from,
Canadians. What are you doing?
I went from the base under the balls.
Oh.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
So you went down deep and gave yourself a
little... I thought we were all playing by international rules.
I started at the taint, so...
If you say,
your armadillo costs you at the end. Though,
if
the
you sign up to donate it to science, they're not just going to cut it off at the stem. They're going to take the whole thing. Dutch McTavish, sorry, tough one. Third and fourth, I just stage fright. I just couldn't do anything.
That's the thing about Big Tom. You can get in his head easy.
Well, the curtains are wide open. So I'll
go last
4 hours here.
I can't get a hard on.
All right. So Barry first, Justin second, and then the two Packers fans are bringing up the rear. So remember now, your first pick is worth 30 points. This is the Cameron Diaz sure thing pick.
What's my time limit for how long it's going to take me to pick?
Well, you just calm down a little bit. All right. Get your shit back together. But, you know, you should probably have 1 minute.
Bengals, under 8.5.
You're going to take the Bengals. All right, the Cameron Diaz sure thing. You guys don't want to know why Cameron Diaz is the sure thing? The list of guys that she shagged is, let's just say she's leathered.
Who's like her sleeper that no one's gonna even like be like, you she fucked that guy?
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage and Cameron Diaz. They had an 8-day run at one point. Going down fucking Melrose.
Well, it was.
She loved to dress him up.
It was Diaz and Timberlake, right?
His shoulders.
Yeah.
So what I did, that was
a good move by JT. He was learning how.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That was back when he was
like
he was
19.
Going solo.
Yeah.
Who am I going to jump on? How about a Charlie's Angel?
Why not?
Not right. Bad.
And I thought that her scene in The Counselor a couple years ago was still top notch.
I don't remember.
You never saw that one?
I don't think so.
When she's on the hood of the car with Javier Bardem. What's his name? Javier
Bardem?
Bardem. You got to look that up.
Who's married to
Penelope Cruz.
Not which, bad. Another
not
nice
bad.
Choice.
Not bad.
Scott Speedman.
She banged Scott Speedman? He had a run. He had
the,
a run.
The lead singer from Creed?
No, Felicity. Felicity's boyfriend. Is that the same name?
Gerard Butler. Kevin Connolly?
During the 300 days. Tell me
Kevin Connolly's a weird one.
Everything.
High profile.
Kevin Connolly? Who's that?
Oh, isn't that the dude from
Entourage? Yeah.
Oh, he definitely's got the most ass.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon, Jared Leto, Justin Timberlake, and in a relationship with British model Paul Sculfer.
Right now? Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, she's dating Benji Madden.
Oh, this is from 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's had 5 more years and is absolutely clean house.
You obviously canceled your Us Weekly when you got your ESPN private membership bullshit.
From Uncle Floyd. No, I respect that. I mean, good for her. Go get it. You know,
how bad is that twat beat up? Is it just like, what does it look like?
Oh, I don't know. After the Creed guy got in there, I think it's probably...
It looks like that dude who got the shit kicked out of him by 3 New Mexico football players.
Or Hope Solo. Either way.
Oh, Hope Solo.
Go ahead and Google that if you at home.
The
if
word
you
robust
haven't seen it.
Comes to mind when I think about that Hope Solo peekaboo
have
shot.
You, have you
behind.
Seen it?
Oh, man, that thing is meaty. We might have to cut this whole thing.
Hope Solo is like when you go in the Ralphs and just say, don't stop, just throw as much meat. Don't even weigh it.
Don't even weigh it. Get as close to 4 pounds as you can. He's like, I'm at 5'6". That's close enough. You're good. You sure you want this much ham? Yeah.
So
yeah, I think.
So you see the Bengals?
Here,
the Bengals under
here.
8.5. Huh?
See the Bengals. This train has gone off the tracks.
Who didn't want to talk about Hope Solo's twat, though? I mean, come on now.
You're not going to get this on Jim Rome's show.
He wants to do it, but he won't.
All right, Justin, that puts you and your girth on the clock here.
I got a feeling the Matt Stafford segment's not going to make the cut.
I'm going to go under with the 49ers.
The 49ers. Wow. And Rayman,
how low is
you
that?
Tell me.
Five and
four
a half?
And a half.
4.5 or 5.5?
Four and a half.
Wow.
I have them penciled in with 1 win this year. I wrote down what I think everyone's going to win, and I have them with 1 win.
And when did they get their win?
Whenever they play the Browns. I don't know.
Oh, hold on. I'll bring up the schedule.
They'll split with the Rams.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
Four and a half on San Fran. Wow.
I got to look at their schedule.
No Kyle Shanahan love at all. I mean, he goes in there and does some things.
I agree with you. They have a bad team. I don't know.
They brought
in they're starting. Who's their QB?
Brian Hoyer.
They brought in the Bears' 2 backup quarterbacks as their number 1 and 2 quarterbacks right now.
Oh boy!
And I think their number
Jimmy
one receiver
Clawson's
is
number 2.
Is
no, what's it?
No, the USC kid.
Yeah,
Barkley.
Barkley, that's their number 2, and Brian Hoyer's their number 1.
I think their number 1 receiver is Jeremy Curley. I'm not
no,
even.
No,
they're
selling.
Yeah, they're oh, even him. Better.
Yeah,
I mean, oh boy. So no, I think they'll be 9-7.
Okay.
They do get Jacksonville at home, and Jacksonville at that point will be out of it. Los Angeles, it's not like they get Jacksonville week 2.
But
it's
week
16.
Do you remember last year when the Niners came into L.A., and L.A. had all this hype, like, oh, new team, new city, new all this. Jared Goff, or whoever was playing quarterback for him then, and the Niners whipped them, and then I think they lost 14 in a row.
Yeah, they beat him in the first
but
game.
But there's also...
Yeah. They whipped them.
It's supposed to be a pretty strong quarterback class coming out, and I think they brought in these two scrub quarterbacks because they intend on taking quarterback high next year.
Well, now I'm buying it.
Yeah,
that comment right there, I'm buying it. At first, I thought you were still all jazzed up from your warm up sesh over here that you just weren't thinking properly. Dutch McTavish, you're on the clock. Man, this is your Cameron Diaz sure thing pick.
Now I got a minute.
You have a minute on the clock.
Okay.
So far, we've got the. If you're just joining us, welcome to the 2017 NFL preview. This is the win totals over under pick'em that we do every single year. It's brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Hop on over to the dailyupperdecker.com and your first purchase at Flag and Anthem 20% off.
Hey,
it's also brought to you by Cocaine. I'm coming around.
That should be their slogan.
I'm coming around.
I don't know why. Everybody loves it the first time.
Everyone
they
does
try it.
They look up and they go,
all right. I don't think there's a more sure thing than the dumpster fire that is the Buffalo Bills right now.
Oh, you dick. I actually had the Bills schedule up to go through.
6.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
6.5. I think they just traded away basically everybody they have. Tyrod Taylor got thrown to the ground so hard, I don't know if he's still alive anymore. Is he still alive?
He's not throwing the ball real well. The only thing he's throwing these days are dick sandwiches.
And they are trading anyone and everyone. So 6.5 seems very generous in a division where you would think the worst team is going to be the New York Jets. And I also really like that one, but the 6.5 number for Buffalo just really got me.
That's a tasty one. There's no question about it.
This picture that Murph just sent me is there's no way if you were ever in a laughing competition, you're like, you can't laugh for 2 minutes, and you send that picture.
I was just going through my phone, the ridiculous pictures I have.
All right, so Bill's under 6.5. That means I'm on the clock for two.
All photos.
You know, I initially, before we even like set this, I wanted to say the Jets under, but 4 I think is pretty accurate. Don't you just see the Jets like being able to rattle off 4 wins somehow?
No.
I penciled them in at 3, but 4 would not surprise me.
It's too close. And I can't take a push there. You know, this is your sure thing. And there are other teams that, like, you know, that people are riding high right now too. But I think
who do they have that is considered a difference maker besides the defensive tackle?
Bilal Powell is getting a lot of love.
They got that Austin Safarian guy.
Is that the special teams coordinator, Bilal Powell?
I thought you were going to say, is that the special kid who made the team this year?
I went on a fat head. Oh, what happened?
Damn it.
But, yeah, I think that the Jets over for you is a great pick.
I'm not over? No, I'm not going to take it. I said I want to take the under so bad, but I think four is about right where it's going to be. So since my Bills pick was stolen from me, I think I'm just going to have to go ahead and.
If you had a bigger penis, you would have had that pick, you know.
Well, you're not a nice guy today.
That's all it came down to. Cock size.
Cock fight.
They grow them bigger in Chicago.
So I think I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans over 8.5 wins because I honestly think that they're going to win the division.
Michael.
Dutch McTavish.
What'd you take? Titans?
Titans over 8.5 wins.
Oh, didn't you get
wins.
Another one?
Yeah, snake draft.
So it is. So now the round that we're in. So at the end of the first round, Barry Murphy has the Bengals under 8.5. Justin Gilbert has San Francisco under 4.5 wins. Dutch McTavish under 6.5. And I'm the only one who is glass half full here. I took the Titans over 8.5 wins. So moving on here to the second round, this is the Chuck Berry dead right pick where it'll be worth 20 points. So with this pick, you're so right that it's a full 1.5 games better than what the given total is. So if I would have taken the Titans here, they would have to win 10 games. In order for that to come to fruition,
you have to be right.
Right. So it's like Atlanta's 9.5. If I would take the Atlanta over, they would have to win 11 games for me to win that.
So you got to win by
1.5 over what it is.
This is the most difficult.
It's not a push.
Right. Okay. You would win that.
This is the most difficult thing ever.
Wow. I like this twist.
You think so?
I think so.
I think it's easy.
So with that, I'm
says,
going...
Says the guy wearing a Bears shirt.
Yes, sir.
Career so, criminal Mitch Trubisky.
So with that, I think I'm going to go ahead and take the Baltimore Ravens under 8.5 wins. I just think that their trainer must have come from the same school as the Mets trainer, and everyone just seems to get injured on that team. Flacco's such a question mark, and they refuse to bring in Kaepernick. And I think they have, like, don't they have an Arena Football League quarterback as, like, their backup quarterback right now?
I like everything you're saying because I bet on them.
To go under?
Yeah.
Then I'm marking it down then.
All this new information is great.
All right, so I've got the Ravens under 8.5 wins.
See, I don't know about that. Joe Flacco and Ray Lewis, you know? Joe Flacco throwing to Ray Lewis, that's...
Ray Rice back there.
Yeah, that's a potent combo.
It's a great game. It's a great team. So, yeah, so under. So in order for me to win, they have to go 7-9 or worse.
All right, I have them at 7 wins.
Thank you.
That's a limit.
This is the same thing he did. And I bet you if we went back and we listened to the NBA preview.
How many wins you got them at?
Seven. I have them at 7.
7, okay, good.
I may have taken a peek at it. Not sure. Dutch McTavish, you're on the clock for your Chuck Berry dead right pick.
Hey, Justin, what'd you get for number 3? 2. What'd you get for 2? Chuck Berry, this is your cousin Marvin. I want you to listen to the... No.
I don't think many people understand that Chuck Berry was once on trial for putting cameras in the women's restroom at his restaurant.
Really?
He had that restaurant in Wentzville, Missouri. And I can bring it up on Wikipedia right now. But he was putting cameras in the toilets in the women's restroom.
Who didn't know Chuck Berry was into some weird shit?
Yeah, no, that's it's a shocker.
So he said it was because his employees, he knew that a female employee was stealing stuff. Just so his solution to that problem was to take a bunch of cameras and put them in the pooper. So you're still on the clock. I was trying to buy time for you.
I appreciate that. I wish I had a sexier pick, but this one's kind of lame. I'm going to do the Chuck Berry Colts under.
Good pick.
I think that's going to be a 3-13 team.
That's a great, great, great pick.
Maybe 4-12 if they're lucky, but... Man, the Colts don't have a lot going for them, and I, being a fan of a team that doesn't play defense at all, theirs is bad. So
so that's another one where they'd have to win 7 games or less.
Correct. And I don't know if they can do it. Andrew Luck still hasn't practiced, right?
Well, 7.5 is right, because you have them at 9.
They're not going to win a half game.
Yeah, like ties don't count.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
But they should, because there's been a lot of
can
ties
we take
lately.
That out? I feel really
so.
No, I'm just kidding.
Mark it down. This is a guaranteed thing. I hit over 70% last week.
Call my number 1-333. Kelly wins.
I know it's Sunday morning at 6:15, but
this is the most I can afford a commercial time on the radio.
In the late 1980s, Berry bought the Southern Air, a restaurant in Wentzville, Missouri. In 1990, he was sued by several women who claimed that he had installed a video camera in the bathroom. Berry claimed that he had the camera installed to catch a worker who was suspected of stealing from the restaurant. Though his guilt was never proved in court, Berry opted for a class action settlement. One guy thinks that it was $1.2 million. Plus legal fees.
How much do you think it costs to get a girl to drop her suit in Wexford, Missouri? I'm gonna say $5,500.
Tops.
She had her eye on that new Chevy Beretta. She could make the down payment. Chuck Berry just wants to see her pee standing up.
During this time as well, a police raid on his house found intimate videotapes of women, one of whom was apparently a minor.
What do you think her name was?
Maybelline.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
I was just saying that because that was one of his songs. But you know, if you turn that into a makeup commercial, that's your call. All right, Justin Gilbert, you're on
Justin
the clock.
Justin deals with hoes that pose for Maybelline.
All right, well, I'm going to go with an over this time, and I'm going to go with Arizona over 8.5.
So you're saying they're going to win 10 games?
I got them at 11.
Excuse me.
Dr. Z.
Arizona over 8.5 wins. So you're thinking that it's Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald, that's their last ride?
Yeah. David playing. Johnson's going to be a beast.
They have the second-place schedule, not the first-place schedule.
They play the Rams twice.
Fantasy players, don't fall asleep on John Brown. That guy's good.
Yeah. Tell that to my good buddy Tommy Thurin, who when you only get three keepers in a keeper draft, and he keeps him with his 12th in the 12th round.
I don't know what you're talking about, but John Brown.
All right. Murph, you're on the wraparound here, so you get your Chuck Berry dead right pick and then just a regular pick.
I struggle with this, and I'm not one to want to take advantage of disasters in the world, but the Houston Texans are going to rally around the city.
Oh, you're going positive
here. And win 10 games.
Wow.
Love it.
Because they get to play the Colts twice and the Jaguars twice.
Love it.
Houston over 8.5 wins. I like it. Yeah,
and usually the biggest homer in the NFL history will probably conspire. J.J. Watt will win Defensive Player of the Year again.
So, my good buddy Tommy was sending me this stuff today. Like J-Lo, Alex Rodriguez, The Rock, Kevin Hart, all these guys and girls are coming out saying,
Tim Jones,
we pledged 25,000. They all pledged 25,000, right? So 25,000 has to be like a tax write-off mark, right? At a certain, like if you donate 25,000. So J-Lo, for example, is worth $300 million. So they're pleading now, like, hey, we donated $25,000 to get it started. Now it's up to you. Go out, dig deep, and let's donate some cash. Well, for someone like The Rock, $25,000 would be like the equivalent of you or I donating $27.
I'll say $2.50, a little less, $2.50.
Throughout my August, it's $2.50.
I think The Rock got suckered into that because I'm a Rock guy. I'm a fan.
That you don't think he would have donated?
No, I think there's like a movie in the works, and everyone's like, well, no. And Rock's like, no, I'm going to do $8 million, and they're like, no, we're only going to do $25,000. Rock, we want to be. You know, everybody, unity here.
They're doing
the
pacifier too.
Well, that's kind of cheap, guys. You know, we're doing 7 more Fast and Furiouses. Like, you know, like he's going to give more than that.
Just to dig deep into like the Vin Diesel Rock, like, you know,
yeah,
feud.
There's something going on.
We're
going
to do the pacifier too, but we're casting you instead of Vin Diesel. You want to do it?
Tooth Fairy. Just to piss him off, he'll do it. Yeah.
And the new show that I came up with, Shaggy, Nutshot Johnson. It's
Nutshot Johnson.
It's all The Rock getting hit in the nuts. Kind of like the Tooth Fairy, but better.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. All right, Murph, let's start round 3 here.
I'm going to go Dallas Cowboys.
You can tell we haven't podcasted in about 2 months.
Why is that?
We're all over the place. From Nutshot Johnson to Hurricane Harvey, you know.
By the way, shout out to one of your most loyal listeners, Shaggy. Hey, bud.
Little trouble with the trees.
Little trouble with the trees. Pulling my whole body. Still the only man I've ever golfed with to hit a ball in the Rose Bowl. Impressive. Very impressive. A lot of torque.
that was a well-struck ball.
That was he hit it. He hit it good. And then he goes, did anyone see it?
Yeah. The guy who's sweeping out section 401.
Guy making minimum wage, sweeping up the seats over there. But
all right, we got to get this done. You're up here.
Dallas
around
Cowboys
three.
Over 9.5. It's against everything I believe in to bet on the Dallas Cowboys, and every year they screw me. I'm a huge Dak Prescott fan. I do believe Zeke Elliott's suspension will get lowered by quite a bit, and I think that entire division is overrated.
I agree. I honestly don't think he gets suspended at all this year. I think it goes to court.
Yeah, he does have Tom Brady's attorney, by the way.
Does he really? We didn't bring that up.
So
then he's going to get the 6 games. I mean, that's
maybe next year.
Yeah,
Brady got away with it for a whole year.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. All right, Justin Gilbert, you're on the clock.
I'm going to go with the Rams and the under at 5.5.
Like it.
What do you have him at?
I have him at 3.
So in that division.
I got him at 2-13 with a rain out.
Hold on. We might need to start this over. You're aware that you can pick other teams outside the NFC West, right?
No, I was not aware of that.
So you've got the Niners under, the Cardinals over, and now the Rams under.
Guess what my next pick is.
All right, Dutch.
What's this one? Just anything?
Just a regular one, yeah.
Just a regular one?
Motherfuckers.
I think that they only got better from last year, and which is pretty scary, but I have them at 14-2 as the New England Patriots.
Mm.
I'm going to take the over 12.5, which...
Pick.
I don't know. It's disgusting because I think they're going to win it again. And when is it our turn, Tom? When is it the Green Bay Packers' turn?
I think it's just one of those things where that system is so set that losing Brady would be huge. But remember when they lost Brady for 1 year and Matt Castle came in, they were 11-5 and missed the playoffs.
Yes.
So it's a system. Edelman goes down, Hogan, Amendola.
Yeah, they have four of the same guys who do the exact same things.
Deion Lewis, James White.
Ready to go. I mean, it's crazy. And they're
LeGarrette Blount's going to get dropped by the Eagles in Week 7 and picked up by the Patriots. He's going to go off for 10 touchdowns rest of the year. It is what it is. I think it's a smart pick. So I'm on the clock here for 2 games. Or for 2 teams. The first one, I'm actually going to go with another under here, which is not like me. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos under 8.5 wins. I honestly think they're terrible. I think they're pure dog shit.
Would you say that about my Broncos?
Well, no, let's see what happens. And I'm going to stay in the same division, and I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs over 9 wins. I think they're going to run away with that division. I like the Raiders as well. I just think that the Chiefs are...
Justin and I were actually talking about the Raiders on the way up here. You should look to see how much they have to travel. They have to go to the East Coast 5 times.
Really?
And I'm not talking like Kansas City East Coast, Washington, D.C.
Well, last time Miami. I checked, Kansas City was nowhere near the East Coast.
Shut up.
They'll get you on
geography. Is there a Kansas City, Tennessee or something?
Listen here, Tom Geography. No, they have to go to Philly, Miami, Washington, D.C. I think that's going to start to wear on them right around week 10, week 11. They might go on a little skid.
All right. I think that this is the year Andy Reid lets Alex Smith throw the ball more than 2 yards downfield.
To who?
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Kelce.
He's quick.
I like him. But more than their offense, I like their defense. I think they've got playmakers at every position.
Speaking of Mitch Trubisky-sized jerks, Travis Kelce is... I mean, that guy pushed a ref. I'm surprised I didn't take him for first one arrested. Can I change my pick to Travis Kelce?
He's got a little Doug in him, you know? He does the shaved head, like, rebel without a cause thing. I like that. What if Travis Kelce and Doug have to make mustard against each other in a contest? I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'll take the Doug.
I would, too. He's a good mustard.
How about you take a team here with your final pick?
Oh, what's this one?
This is just a regular pick. So far, you've got the Bills under 6.5 as your Cameron Diaz sure thing. Your Chuck Berry dead right pick is the Colts under 9 wins, and you have the Patriots over 12.5.
And I can't make the same picks as everybody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can take the same team, but you would have to do the exact opposite.
You could take the over Bengals 8.5 wins.
Well, I'm going to start by saying that whoever these guys are in Vegas that come up with this shit, you know, Sam Ace Rothstein.
Yes.
Is this fucking guy going to land on the fairway?
I don't know how they do it, but these are extremely difficult to pick.
They are.
It's the Jews. They know how to pick them.
Man, only see, but you get away with it.
Yeah, because I'm Jewish, so. Yeah,
which is why
my better half.
Only the better
which
half.
Is why you picking second was actually an upset.
Right?
What kind of people are these?
I had a few that I liked, and then everybody else took them.
Take the fucking Packers. Come on. It's laying there in a silver platter.
Yeah, I think they go with 16 and
0 this
year.
Or have fun and take the Bears under.
Yeah, do that.
And make it that much more fun every time they lose.
Continue your bully Mitch Trubisky thing.
I actually think that once the Bears start 0-9 that they might win 6 of their last 7
games.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So the Bears over? You're taking the Bears over?
Only losing to
the Lions?
The Packers.
Or usually when a guy gets named the highest paid player, doesn't he get hurt that year? Take the under on
Mark
the Lions.
Mark Sanchez will go into Lambeau Field and give it to the Packers.
Barry just bullied me into it. I'll take the over on Green Bay.
Oh my God. I thought you were a smarter fan than that.
That's a gimme.
We got a pretty good squad this year.
That's a gimme.
Fairly deep at a lot of Hayes positions.
Except
for defense.
Except for the ones that count, like defense and offensive line. We have Aaron Rodgers and That's got to be worth at least 12 wins right there.
You got to win one of your first two games. Those are two tough games out of the gate.
I think they will.
The nice thing is you get Seattle at home.
I don't think that the Atlanta Falcons are going to be as good as they were last year. I think that there's going to be some.
You know what's always funny, too, is that'll be the Sunday night game, I think, against the Falcons week two. And I always love it when, you know, a team loses to another team in the Super Bowl or a team loses to a team in a conference championship game. Watch one announcer say, and the Packers have vindicated, you know, their loss. Like, no, they didn't. You just won a week two game. You lost the NFC championship game.
No, not only lost, got embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Run out of the building.
You weren't here. It was like 21-0, whatever it was. It was bad. And Kate's my wife was like, hey, are you going to start the grill? I'm like, yeah, I'll get it started. And I'm just trying to watch. I'm like, all right, we got to get this here. It was like when there was like second and one and then third and one and then like fourth and one and they didn't go for it. I'm like, that's the game. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So Kate's just like, hey, we going to get the grill started? I'm like, yeah, we'll get it started. Like 2 minutes later, she's like, do you want me to go out and start the grill? And, like, you know, the Falcons score again. And I just look at her. I'm like, I'll start the fucking grill in, like, 2 minutes, all right? Just let me start the fucking grill when I'm ready. And it was, like, the most mad I've ever been at my wife at that time.
He went way over what I thought it would take him
to get
to. I
feel like my aunt and my mom are talking about General Hospital. Do you think anyone gives a fuck about you guys talking about the Packers?
Yeah, I zoned out, like, 5 minutes ago.
Just was falling asleep over there.
Yeah, I don't think that part's going to make the podcast. We're already 10 minutes over. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to keep with my pessimistic self and go with
love pessimism.
Atlanta under 9.5.
What do you have them at?
I have them at 8. I think they're gonna have a Super Bowl hangover.
He's got 5 picks. Oh, you took the Chiefs, Tom?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I think Carolina's gonna be better. I think Tampa Bay is gonna be better. I think the Saints will be marginally better.
9.5. I agree. I think that the winner of that division wins 9 games. I think they're all going to beat the shit out of each other. I think that might be the toughest division in football.
Which is weird because 2 or 3 years ago it was the weakest.
Yes.
I think the division winner got into the playoffs at 7-9.
Yeah, Carolina, they were like 7-8-1.
Yeah.
Well, they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, right?
They did.
Yeah.
Well, that was the year they went like 15-1 or 14-2. Yeah. They just rode right in.
So 3 years ago they were bad.
Does this happen to any of you guys where you watch Hard Knocks, and all of a sudden you think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can beat anybody?
What's the furthest that a Hard Knocks team has ever made it?
Probably that Jets team, right?
I don't think so. I don't think they were
the
very
Patriots
good.
In the...
Not that year.
No, not that year.
That was a shake weight year. That was the year where Bart Scott was like, oh, look at Joe McKnight, RIP. Where he was like, oh, he's just mad because he had to take a pay cut to come here to play at USC.
I remember that, yeah.
I don't think they were very good that year, though. I think a team has made the playoffs, but I don't know. Murph, you're on the clock. Are you going to take the Vikings under since the Super Bowl's in Minnesota?
No, I got the Vikings over, actually, this year.
Even though the Super Bowl's in Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't believe in that. Right. I'm going to go Steelers over 10.5.
Ah, it's a great pick.
Yeah. It was between them and the Titans over, which I thought was cool.
I got them at 12 wins. So
Steelers?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, what do you got the Cowboys at? I never asked you.
I got them at 8 wins,
I
think.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
What do you have the Packers at?
I have them at 11.
Zero.
That's 16. Over 10.5. Can we ask how you figured this out, like looking at your sheet?
I just look at their schedule and, like, their home games, away games that they're playing, and like bye week, and just I'm like, I think they'll win this game. I think they'll lose this game. So it's not nothing too.
You don't have like a computer or anything that you're picking.
No, I'm not running 10,000. You know,
simulated games.
So I'm just like looking. I'm like, yeah, no. Okay, yeah, it looks close enough.
I've been playing Madden 18 with Mike Couture for 6 straight days. check us out online, dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck. And,
MySpace, don't forget about MySpace.
Yeah. I mean, we still try to do Vines, but they're not posting them.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.